The New York Times reported yesterday that federal prosecutors preparing for baseball star Barry Bonds' perjury trial have evidence that links Bonds to the use of performance-enhancing drugs other than the cream and the clear, the designer substances that have become interspersed with the Bonds case. The Times reports that the evidence could be significant in the trial, scheduled to begin in March. That's because there have been questions about whether the cream and the clear were technically classified as steroids by the federal government when Bonds went before a federal grand jury in November of 2003. Barry Bonds broke Hank Aaron's all-time home run record in August of 2007, but that's considered tainted because of widespread speculation that he'd been under the influence of steroids for several years before his record-setting blast. Bonds was let go by the San Francisco Giants at the end of the 2007 season, and at the age of 44, still hopes to play, but there are doubts that he ever will again. After Bonds broke the record, Bob Costas of NBC Sports debated New York Times columnist William Roden on the Lair NewsHour. But months later, the Mitchell Report was released. That revealed that there were several hundred players at least who also used steroids in the past two decades. WMNF asked Bob Costas earlier this week if he stood by his denunciation of Barry Bonds.
Can I ask you about, and it's an old story, but maybe not, steroids. You were prominent a couple years ago. I remember seeing you on PBS debating Bill Roden in the New York Times about Barry Bonds at that time. Any different thoughts about what your attitude was about Bonds' record at that time?
No, absolutely not. Each passing day only makes it more clear. It should have been obvious then. It was ludicrous that anybody doubted that Bonds was not just a juicer, but a prolific juicer, who wasn't just aided, but was transformed from a great player to a superhuman player. That was obvious. All I was saying was acknowledging the elephant in the room, and I was stunned by how few members of the media were willing to be as unequivocal about it as I was, because the evidence was just overwhelming.
I guess some people think that it was unfair that Barry Bonds was the poster boy when there's so many others, as we saw in the Mitchell Report.
As we see, the point that they made again turned out to be incorrect. As soon as there was anything like comparable evidence about Roger Clemens, they jumped all over him. As soon as Mark McGwire was eligible for the Hall of Fame, he got less than 25% of the vote, and in his third year, his percentage actually went down further from that. The reason Barry Bonds was the poster boy was because he was Barry Bonds and is Barry Bonds. If an assemblyman from Joplin, Missouri, is charged with the same malfeasance as the president, it can't be as big a story. It's a bigger story because he's the president. I didn't see anybody stop the game when Marvin Bernard passed Rafael Ramirez's career home run total, because it isn't relevant. This guy passed Hank Aaron's record, the greatest record in all of baseball, and he did it illegitimately. The idea that he was singled out, if he's singled out, why did they single him out by paying him more money than almost anybody else? Why did they single him out by calling him, bogusly, the all-time home run king? He is the statistical home run leader. He's not the all-time home run king in any clear-headed assessment of the situation. So, to me, that's one of the most inane arguments, that he was singled out. He was singled out rightly because of who he was and the record that he was pursuing.